Hooked, like a book, the little section, it's about like desire and consumerism, society, and one of the writings is about the desire to know things. Science, we want to know how nature works, or can manipulate it, or something like that. I'm wondering how that ties into practice, because there is that aspect of like gaining insight into things. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's not, doesn't have to be like, I need to know impermanence, I need to fully understand this impermanence thing. But I wonder, how does that desire to know work in practice?
Well, that's a motivating factor for practice. Because, I want to know how dukkha and cessation of dukkha works. I want to understand how this practice does work, there's a stock set of teachings that the Buddha gives, the Wings to Awakening, 37 Bodhipakkhya Dhammas. And there are different sets of teachings that the Buddha has given. One of those sets of teachings is what's called the four bases of success. Four bases of psychic powers, four bases of success, iddhipadas. And the first one is desire. But it's chanda. As opposed to like tanha is desire, that by definition, tanha is desire that is associated with greed, hatred, delusion. We're always going to lead to suffering in some way, shape, or form. Chanda is desire, and it can go both ways. It usually has a qualifier if it's going to go in a negative, but like kama chanda is the first nivarana or hindrance. So okay, that goes to suffering. But generally, chanda as a wholesome desire, because there's like dhamma chanda, the desire for truth, desire for dhamma, kusala chanda, desire for the wholesome. Or desire in these iddhipadas is a motivation, is a wholesome motivation to be, because it results in say those four bases of success, the four dhammas, so. Chanda, wilya, jitta, vimamsa. So the chanda, desire, wilya, effort. If there's desire and then no effort, then it's not going to lead to much. But then wilya, jitta is then establishing the mind, settling the mind. And vimamsa is investigation. And it has a particular connotation of reviewing, so that one reviews experience, reviewing, reflecting, so investigation. So those are desire, effort, settling the mind, reflecting, investigating. Usually what will come up would be more motivation, more desire, in the sense of, oh yeah, well that's a really important thing. So that's a desire is an essential piece of the. There's a sutta where Ananda, I think it's in the Samyutta Nikaya, where Ananda speaks about desire leading to, leading to the end of desire. It's a sutta in the...
One going to the park?
Yeah, one going to the park, getting into this bit of a debate, and then the wanderer sort of take him to task because, this path doesn't have an end, and said, well, there's desire that leads to the end of desire, and without wanting to experience peace and wisdom and liberation, then one doesn't do anything. And that's not the end of suffering.